from the most recent Joe Bonamassa studio album. It's This Train and Back to Sgt. Pepper.
Say again, thank you for all coming and spending your day here at this thing. Much love.
No. Then There's no one to talk to in transit. To sit there daydreaming in vain. Behind all these mortal problems. Living on a foreign soil. I can still see the twists and turns in the road. The square to the turn of time. And I wish I was on that 817. Yes.
WMFO and the Saw Doctors, a little taste of what they sound like in concert. If you have not had the pleasure of seeing the Saw Doctors live, that's just a little taste of it. N17 is the name of that song. N17 is a route that travels between Galway and Tuam, which is where they're from, in Western Ireland. A little education for you on Tufts Freeform Radio. Before that, it was Paolo Nutini. Jenny, Don't Be Hasty. We took that from the Live at the Isle of Wight 2007 album. The Beatles, a little band maybe you've heard of before, and maybe an album you've heard of before, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that you hadn't heard it that way before. The vocals in the middle, the drums pounding away in the middle, and other instruments left panned left and right. Really the way it should have been to begin with, but, you know, they just didn't. Stereo was new back when it first came out. And now this beautiful, beautiful 50th anniversary package of Sgt. Pepper came out on Friday. And I am just absolutely thrilled to share it with everybody. Also, this train, Joe Bonamassa from his Blues of Desperation album. That's his most recent studio album. He's had a live one since then. Linda Ronstadt, When Will I Be Loved? We heard New Orleans from Emmylou Harris, her Hard Bargain album from 2011. Wow, this was a long set of music. Lone Justice did Ways to Be Wicked from their self-titled album. And we started with more Beatles from Sgt. Pepper. And this time it was Fixing a Hole. And we'll play more in a little while. I also want to play a little more Greg Allman. But first, let's talk about how beautiful a day we have out there today. It's lots of sunshine, but mixed with clouds. And as the day goes on, it's going to get cloudier and cloudier. High temperature in the upper 60s tonight. Mix of sunny, mix of moon and clouds, I should say. Partly cloudy. Low around 51 degrees. And then tomorrow, rain. Well, showers to start in the morning. And then heavier rain in the afternoon for your Memorial Day. Sorry to tell you that. 56 for a high temperature. It's just going to be kind of chilly and raw and wet. So get out there, enjoy today. Get that grill going. It is 67 degrees right now on the campus of Tufts University.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, 12:21 is the time. And we got a We're going to start a new set right now. How about that? From the album called Try Whistling This. It came out in 1998 from Neil Finn. And this is called Sinner.
don't like what I see. All I ask is that you listen to me. And remember, I've been your right-hand man all along. You have set them all on fire. They think they found the new Messiah. And they'll hurt you when they find they're wrong. Remember when this whole thing began? No talk of God, then we called you a man. And believe me, my admiration for you hasn't died. But every word you say today is twisted round some other way. And they'll hurt you if they think you lied. Nazareth, your famous son, should have stayed a great unknown. Like his father carving wood, he'd have made good. Tables, chairs, and oaken chest would have suited Jesus best. He'd have caused nobody harm, no one alarm. Listen, Jesus, do you care for your race? Don't you see we must keep in our place? We are occupied, have you forgotten how put down we are? I am frightened by the crowd. Precious if we go too far. Heaven on their minds. It was beautiful, but now it's sour. Yes, it's all gone sour. Jesus, it's all gone sour. Listen, Jesus, to the warning of you. Get shut down.
Somebody uses f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
It's Detox Mansion with Bob Angel,
a loose cannon with extraordinarily bad judgment and instincts
on WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Come on and give me a chance to say, be my love, open the door. It's all. flipping through the checks and racks, it appears there ain't no time to waste. You're getting on in years. You could keep your can up if it just never eat again. It's a means to a terrible end. Even if your plan is successful, have you really got room in your life? Yeah, it's a bland kind of torture.
The Shins on 91.5 WMFO. Brand new music called Name for You is the name of the song. Heartworms is the album The Shins came out with this very year, 2017. Before that, Pete Townsend from 1980 and Let My Love Open the Door. Murray Head and Heaven on Their Minds from the original Jesus Christ Superstar album. And that's 1970. Can you believe that went back way back then? It seemed like new to me, but whatever. Sinner from Neil Finn, sort of a, I was hoping to carry on the theme of, you know, religion and sinning and stuff like that, but I didn't. I just played a couple of songs. Neil Finn and Sinner from Try Whistling This, going back to his 1998 album. It is 12:37. I'm Bob Angel. It is the Detox Mansion you are listening to. So glad you have been joining me all this time. And listenership, wicked good. Wicked good. Even though there aren't many comments on the Facebook page, that's all right. That's all right. Anyway, we are celebrating the life of Greg Allman today, as well as the Sgt. Pepper remix album. But, you know, and I wasn't going to play this particular track because I have a feeling you've probably heard it in the last 24 hours a dozen times. I heard it a couple of times and I heard different versions of it than the one I'm going to play, which it goes back to the original Allman Brothers Band album in 1969. But how can you celebrate Greg Allman without Whipping Post? Yeah.
stand by and take it, baby. Oh, for loving you. Drown myself in sorrow as I look at what you've done. But nothing seems to change. The bad times stay the same. And I can't run. Sometimes I feel. Sometimes I feel. Like I've been done to the whipping post. To the whipping post. To the whipping post. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
what you want. Maybe sometimes then you don't. But leave your mind alone.
WMFO. The Allman Brothers Band Ain't Wasting Time No More. From me to Peach. There you go. So sad we lost Greg Allman. Melissa before that, also from E to Peach. And Whipping Post from the original The Allman Brothers Band album in 1969. And yeah, we now live on a planet without Greg Allman. And such a shame that we'll never get to see him sing and play again. But he's joining one hell of a band upstairs, I'm sure. You know, did I mention that the single? I've been blessed to see so many concerts over my lifetime. Working in radio, that's one thing you tended to get is, you know, free good tickets to all the shows that you wanted to go to. I'm sure I have been to many thousands of shows over the years between, you know, big shows and you know, club shows. There were times when I went five, six nights a week. I was at a show, but the single best concert I ever went to ever, and it wasn't just the band. The band was perfect that night. The Allman Brothers Band at the ballpark at Old Orchard Beach. It was late 80s, early 90s. I was asking one of the friends that I went with to that show. They remember it too, but they weren't sure of the year. But it had to be somewhere in the late 80s and early 90s when they had a lot of rock concerts at Old Orchard Beach ballpark. And it was just a perfect night. The big, huge full moon just hovering over the stage. What? It was just magnificent. And I am definitely going to be missing our great friend, Greg Allman.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, 12:52 right now, almost 12:53. I'm Bob Angel, and it's pretty much the end of the Detox Mansion program. I am going to leave you with the other thing that we are celebrating today, and that is the 50th anniversary release of the remix of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. And we're going to do the closing medley, and I consider the closing medley to be Good Morning, to start with Good Morning, followed by Sgt. Pepper's Reprise and A Day in the Life. All right. I'm back in 2 weeks, and I hope you join me then. And I'm so glad that you joined me this time. Here's the Beatles.
Changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. British army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you out of bed, dragged a comb across my head, found the way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up I noticed I was late, found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat, found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.